This week's Parshas Shabbos Chanukah, Parshas Miketz. So the Torah tells us, V'hi Miketz Shnashayim Yomim, U'faro Cholem Hinei Omeid Al Yor. V'hinei Min Yor Olo Sheva Paros Yifos Marev Rios Kosav Atreir Ba'achum. So you have the whole story with the dreams. And then, in page 4, it says, V'hi Baboker, Batzipaim Rucho. In the morning he gets up and he's a little nervous. So it's interesting that the Torah tells us the exact details of he got up in the morning, he was nervous. You know, he had the dreams at night, but the nervousness was in the morning. So what's the significance? What's the significance? Now, the Torah is not just a storybook. Oh, it happened, you know, if it happened, what happened the night, happened the night. What happened the morning, happened the morning. There's a reason for that. You know, the Ramban on page 9 says, if he died to Yirmos, ki omar on bitoso, mekiz mechashe b'chalomo, because it says, in other words, he thought maybe he'd see a third dream. And he got up, and he didn't see any more dreams. He was a little unsettled. Because the Bnei Yerushalayim explains, because he thought, you know, he had different contradictory dreams, and then he thought maybe there would be a third dream that would explain it all. And then he didn't have a third dream, and that's why he was nervous. So the Panim Yafos is a tremendous sefer. Who wrote the Panim Yafos? The Machner. And what else did he write? The Hafla. The Machner is the sefer on Kedushin. The Hafla is the sefer on Kesubis, and Panim Yafos is the sefer on Chumash. Pinchas Halevi, Horowitz. So he says like this. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, on page 6, on page 5, going over to page 6, Hu yishpot heva b'tzedek yodin l'umim b'meisharim. So the Yerushalmi says like this on page 7. Amar Rav Levi, Hu yishpot heva b'tzedek yodin l'umim b'meisharim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dan es Yisrael b'yom b'shashen oskim b'mitzvahs. That our judgment, like on Rosh Hashanah or whatever, we are judged in the daytime, because that's when we are at our best. Because most of the mitzvahs in the Torah are mitzvahs in the day. So Hashem judges us in the day when we're at our best. The non-Jews, Umos Olam, Balayla, b'shashem b'teilim in our mitzvahs. In other words, min averus, I should say. I think in other words, people that are doing averus, he judges them at night, because at least at night they're not doing their averus. We do this by shein in Rosh Hashanah. Very good. So Yisrael is nidon in the daytime, and the Umus HaOlam and the Korban Eda says that do don't belie b'shashem b'teilim me'averus. That's the Gersi, yes. Oh, so the Panim Yafos on page 8 says a beautiful word. He says like this. He says there are two parts to the dream. One part is about, you know, the famine and this and the good years, the bad years. So that's relevant to who? What? To Mitzrayim, the Umos HaOlam. So that had to be at night. So that dream was at night, because that's when their judgment is taking place. They're being judged whether they're going to have prosperity, not prosperity, that's happening at night. So the Mela, their dream is the dream for, because the din for the Umas HaOlam is at night. So the Mela, the dream is the coming forth of the, what the din is. That's why he got the din, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was judging the Umas HaOlam. But in the daytime, that's when Paro started what? Shivering. Why? Because in the daytime, that's when Yosef is getting judged, that he's going to go out from jail. So how does Hashem take him out? Through the whole thing, that there's going to be a dream, and they're going to need someone to interpret the dream, and the whole... So Bamela, the positive din for Yosef to get out of captivity was being judged what? In the daytime. So therefore Hashem puts it in motion in the daytime. That's why Paro has to get nervous in the daytime to call, you know, and to Sarah Mashkim, and the whole salvation started with the beginning. So it's Hashkacha Pratis of what happened at night, because that was relevant to the din of the Umas Olam. And then it's Hashkacha Pratis, what happens in the day, because the day part of it is Vatipa and Rucho, that's the Hatzalah of Yosef. And it all starts with Paro's getting upset, getting nervous, and he has to call the Sarah Mashkim, and then he has to tell him about Yosef, and then the whole thing comes. So that's what he says here on page 8. V'nir ha'tam b'zeh, second paragraph. Shelo yazman l'horit Yosef merabor araboker, b'mdei she'amu chazal b'rosh Hashanah yotza Yosef v'beis ha'surim. Yosef leaves the jail on Rosh Hashanah. V'nei chalo paro ha'sova v'arav haya b'layla. The dream was at night, b'mdei she'amu chazal she'umos ha'olam nidonim b'layla. Aval Yosef came to Yisrael nidonim b'tlashoi chamaisa, that Klal Yisrael is nidon the first 3 hours, ha'kein lo hayazman dino araboker. L'chein b'oso shoha hutzrach l'fayim ruchu. So Mamela, what the Parim Yafos is explaining to us is, it's meduyak. What happened at night and what happened in the day? What's what happened at night, that's the din for the Umas Olam. Whether they're going to have soul or not, and it's right. What's going to happen in the day, that's going to be relevant for Yosef. So that's why Hashem, so you see the tremendous Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how that, and to the exact time. In other words, you see that the Chumash is not just, oh, you know, stories, you know, Maisalach, oh, this happened at night, it happened in the day. No, there's a reason what happened at night, and there's a reason what happened in the day, because the night is the din of Umos HaOlam. So all the dreams of what's happening to the economy of Mitzrayim, that he's dreaming at night, because that's how Hashem is paskening it now. So that's why it came into his dream. Well, the fact that he gets nervous in the daytime, that's Hashem just paskening that Yosef is going to come out. So how does he put that into motion? That whole thing. Then there's a famous Chazal in the Pasuk in Tehillim on page 11. Ashrei HaGever Asher Shom Hashem Miftocho. Praiseworthy is the person that put his trust in Hashem. V'lopona al Rehovim Tisati Chozev. And he doesn't put his trust into things that are not trustworthy. So the Medrash says, Ashrei HaGever Asher Shom Hashem Miftocho, famous Medrash, on page 12, Zer Yosef. V'lo pona el Rehovim, al yedei she'omrim Sarah Mashkim, zichartani v'zichartani tosu lo shtei shonim. He says, Yosef is the one who trusts Hashem. And then he says, the fact that he asked the Sarah Mashkim to remember him, that caused 2 more years in jail, because he shouldn't have been on the way some Mefarshim explained. He should have been on the level of bitachon that Hashem was going to help him. He didn't have to, you know, do through derech hateva, through asking the Sar Hamashkim. So the Mefarshim asked, the more of a shemesh as we're going to see. Of course, it's a stira. This whole medrash is a stira. Because first you're saying, Asher Ager Hashem Som Hashem Miftocho. You're praising Yosef, he was Botech Hashem. And then the next line, you're saying he's been criticized. Because since he said, you know, I want you to remember me one day, so he was using too much Hishtadlus, and therefore he stayed 2 years in jail. So it's Mamash Astira from one line to the next. That's the kasha of the Mor v'Shemesh. He says here, take a look on page 15. Imikation of Sayim Yamin Midrash Rabbah Asher Gever Asher Son Hashem B'Tocho Say Yosef Lo Pono El Rehovim So they lay b'shvir sh'om is z'chartani v'z'chartani tos lo sh'tei shonim. Ha-medrash halaz p'liya. V'kulam p'kamay d'kamay savchi al-medrash halaz l'farsho. Ki-hechan haya b'tchonu b'Hashem Yitzbarach. Kevin sh'som l'chatzim al-sar mashkim. Okay, you're saying Asher Yagev Asher Som Hashem Miftacho, that's Yosef, the big Baal Bitachon, and then the next line you're criticizing him. But he's saying Nenash, he's also the Shtei Shonim. Vechshach Lom Asher Yagev Asher Som Hashem Miftacho Ze Yosef. So he wants to say a new pshat into the Medrash. It's not a simple pshat. He says, that Hashem's whole reason in this world is to bring a Gilui Shechina on page 15, B'tachtonu. That everyone should see Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam. And then he quotes the Haflah on page 16. It says the Sefer Haflah. So it's interesting, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on page 13, he says, Yistakel b'shlosha dvarim v'yata boli de avera. Dam malam malam yukha ayin roa, ozun shomas, v'chol masecha v'sefer nechtovim. So the Haflah explains that on page 14, he says, ayin roa is nevuah. The Navi was called a roer. But there's not always going to be a nevuah. So sometimes it's going to be ozen shomas. There's going to be just ruach hakodesh that you can hear from Hashem. And some is going to be chol masecha b'sefer nechtovim. That's going to be that when we could write down the Torah Sheba'al Peh, Eis La'asos L'Hashem. So we write down. So these are all ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating to us. The Ayin Roa is the Nevuah, and sometimes we're not Zocher for the Nevuah. The Ozen Shomas is the Ruach HaKodesh. And Chol Masecha V'Sefer Nechtovim is the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Come, Marl, Ein Roa, Shema, Nevi'im, Ozen Shabbat, Psalm Vaskol, Vata, Reisha, Chol Masechem, Shu Mishav Esla, Sos Lashem, Shal Yishtachu, Masa Mitzvah, Sam Chonam, Vitiu La, Yos, Vasefer Nechtovim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always being Mashkiach on the world. And that's the purpose of the world, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring his Shechina into this world. And the tzaddik is just a conduit to try to bring the Shechina into this world. From page 17. V'chein hu hadover im ha-tzaddik osa eza pu'ulav motzi mikoch ha-pol eza dover tzvilosu ha-atzmo gamkein matmiya tmiya gedola shakadroch ha-shomei lo tzvila tzaddikim choshim tomir al-atzmo sheheim agruim. Hashem is watching, listening to the tefillah, and therefore he's bringing his Ruach HaKodesh into the world. But the tzaddik is not interested in his own glory. He's interested just to be a conduit to Hashem. So The Mor B'Shemesh says an unbelievable thing. He says, Yosef was helped out Sar HaMashkim. But he said to him, Kim Zechatani Itcha. Keep it between the two of us. I don't want you to tell other people about what happened. So this way, it'll only be, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina should be mefursam, but my intervention, keep it between the two of us. And he says that he didn't want the Shechina to be, that he didn't want it to be known. In other words, when a tzaddik davens or does something and brings the Shechina into the world, all he's interested is that the Shechina is in the world. He's not interested to people to know that I was the one who did it. So therefore, I mean, it's not exactly what the Medrash of Simple Pshat, but the idea is he was able to postpone. It was what he did was it was a positive thing. He only cared about it as Hashem. So therefore, for 2 years, no one knew what he did. So it was, if I can't, in other words, Pasha Pshat, the Medrash, he was getting punished. He stayed 2 years. Chazal saying no. In other words, for 2 years, his identity of what he did as a dream interpreter kept quiet. It's only when Hashem now wanted that there should be a Gilui Shechina, so then he had to go public also. And he says, Ashriya Gemeshesh Tzom Hashem Miftacho, Shebotach Hashem Ismach, V'lo Rotzol Lisparsim, Al Yidei Sar Mashkim. So he made a tnai with him. I'll interpret your dream, but just keep it quiet, says the Mor B'Shemesh. So therefore, the Tosav L'Shtei Shonim was a bracha, that he got to be incognito for another 2 years, which is the tzaddik's ultimate goal. But then Hashem, it came time to be misparsei melkus b'olam, and then he had to. But the point being is that the ikar of this world is to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes involving. He's the ayin roah. There's going to be actual nevuah to show that there's his involvement. Sometimes it's going to be less than that. Only the ozen shomas, and sometimes it'll be just the kol masecha b'sefer dechtovim. The Torah Shemal Peh, that the Eitz La'asos L'Hashem, that through the Torah itself. And that's the idea that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happening in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's exact pikuach. And he says, you know, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Hinei lo yanom v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Next pasuk. So the B'nai Yisrael says an unbelievable thing. He says that what is the difference between lo yonam and lo yishon? So, page 22, he says, the Gemara says, hechi dami misnamne, nim nivlo nim, the kari leva oni. Sometimes a person is like so slumbering, but you call him, he'll say, oh, yeah. And sometimes he's so totally fast asleep, and even you call him, he's. So, lo yonam means sometimes we think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just slumbering. In other words, the Kari Leva Oni, right? That was when there was Nevuah. So at least the Navi spoke to Hashem, Hashem answered him back. So we think he's slumbering, but at least he's answering back to the Nevuah. Sometimes when there's no Nevuah, we even think what? That his mom is sleeping, because he's not even answering back. It's not even nevuah. So comes the pasuk and says, "No, hinei lo yonam v'lo yishan." Sometimes when you think that he's slumbering, at least he's answering back. Hashem is totally awake in all situations. Sometimes you might think he's misnamnim, and sometimes that's when there's nevuah. At least you think he's misnamnim. Sometimes you think that he's totally sleeping, which is not even nevuah. No, hinei lo yonam v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, and that's the the Bnei Yisrael says is the idea of the Pach Shemen. I think Rabbi Shulman pointed out the Bnei Yisrael. I think it was, this might be the one he pointed out, that that in the time of the Yevanim, when everything was going bad and they were coming into the Heichal, and they were right, and in that time, what? He thought HaKadosh Baruch was totally not with us, totally sleeping. But then we found the Pach. Then we found the Pach. And we see that there was really Hashkacha going on the whole time. I think Rabbi Shulman said over this place, that really there was. So Hanukkah is the personification of this idea that even in times, like Rabbi Shulman mentioned from, I'm sure mentioned this, I think, from this Bnei Sashkar, that we were totally, everything, you know, the base of mixtures being defiled and everything, you think is totally gone. Not only he's slumbering, he's in deep sleep, so he has no hashkacha whatsoever, and we found that Pach, you see, everything was orchestrated by Hashem. And all, even in the Hester upon him, it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there the whole time. So that's what you see, Vahim Mikesh Shosayim Yomim, all the Chalomos. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings every moment to the exact time that what was happening at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was happening, that's what he saw in the dream at night, like the punning, what was he saving Yosef, that was happening over there. Everything is being orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in very, you know, hesterdick way. But you see, that when he had the dream, that's when Hashem was orchestrating what was going to be with the economy. When Hashem was paskening that Yosef is going to go free, that's when Paro started getting nervous. That was in the day. Everything. And the tzaddik Yosef is only interested that people should realize that. And he wanted to keep quiet, but and then until we needed him to mefarsim it, then he was following mefarsim it. But that's what Chanukah is about, is the time that you think that Hashem is totally sleeping. We say no. He noyin lo yonum. He's not even slumbering. When it was in the time of the Nebuah, you think, okay, he's not totally involved, but he's slumbering, but at least he's answering us. But he's still slumbering. No, he lay no yonum. And the time that there's no Nebuah, we think he's mamish sleeping, lo yishan. And that's what Chanukah is about, because Chanukah is telling us that everything was going wrong, the matami, everything was going wrong. So you think there's no hashkacha whatsoever. And that's what Rav Moshe Weinberger spoke at the Shalosh Shudas. He says, you know, Chava Batzar, that idea that you think that the hardest thing for a person to think is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved, doesn't care, so he basically checked out. And Chanukah is telling us, like Rabbi Weinberg was saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't check out. And we see in this parsha how everything was bidiyuk to the time, to the second. When you think he was so uninvolved, he was involved to the dot, to the second, of when what's happening in day, what's happening at night. And Yosef, all he cared about was to people to realize that, and he didn't want his glory. That wasn't it. Sometimes people, you know, don't care about the Ribbono Shel Olam, they only care about their glory. No, Yosef is just the opposite. He doesn't care about his glory. Keep me incognito as mafar as long as it could be. Then, when he needed that it could be mefarsim, so then he had to be mefarsim also. But he wasn't looking for that at all. So that's what Vehi b'boker v'tipoy merucho ha'koras ha'shkochas Hashem ba'olam. That we have to be makir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always evolved. You meet a girl on a date and it doesn't work out, it's hashkacha. It's hashkacha. Why you met her, why you know, all the things that happen in life. Oh, people always say, oh, I wasted so much time going out with her. I wasted it. No, everything is a learning. So everything's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin that you should go out with this particular person. There's a reason for you why you went out with this particular person, even if it didn't work out. It's all hashkachas habore. And what Hashem, you know, had that you didn't go out with her b'chlal, there was a reason for that too. I mean, there is an idea sometimes that the Chazon Ish says that people sometimes have the bechira to, but a lot of it is everything is Hashkachas Hashem, and we should realize that, and that's what Chanukah is teaching us, like Rabbi Moshe Weinberg said, and Rabbi Shulman said, and that this idea of the Bnei Yisachar, that even in what we totally think there's no involvement, Hashem is involved to the T, and that's why he leaves the Pach Shemen, Vimikesh Rasayim Yomim. It's all what happened Balayla is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in Balayla with Umos Olam. What's happening today is his, and to Nakuda, to the second, is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. So we should have a chizik in our Amun HaMashem to realize the hashkach of what's happening in the world in general, but our private lives, our personal lives. But what happened is all Hashkachas Hashem, and we should always keep that in mind.